Welcome back to The Exchange on KUCB. I'm Lauren Rosenthal, and in the second half of our program today, we're joined in the studio by Harriet Barakoff. Harriet is a longtime Unalaska resident, and this spring she and Shirley Ann Shapsnikoff are teaching cultural crafts at Unalaska Senior Center. Thanks for joining me, Harriet.
Thank you.
Let me just remind our listeners that they can call in at any time with questions or comments. We aren't able to take questions on the air today, but Jane is answering the phone and she's passing messages to me here in the studio. So if you have questions about Harriet's art, please give us a call at 581-1888 or you can email news@kucb.org. So I guess to start, Harriet, can you tell me about the art that you do?
Well, basically right now we're at the Senior Center on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9, and it's sponsored by the QT Tribe. We're doing cultural night. Right now we're working on headdresses with the beads. We are making those, and I've had like maybe 12 students last week, so we welcome any ages from high school on to adults. And some of them are making them for the OCs having their big 40th anniversary coming up. So what they want, it's going to be cultural style, and so they're going to wear these headdresses they're making.
And so can you tell me about the headdresses? What goes into making one?
Basically, it's the beads that we ordered our beads, a lot of our beads from the outside, and we use the kind of the suede for the band that we attach to make the, we make some of the full crown and some without the full crown. So it's time consuming, but when you're done, they're very nice.
Mm-hmm. And so I assume that something beyond having, for the OC banquet, something nice to keep.
Yeah, and then I think they're going to try to do a dance group, which they already have in town, with the older ones, and we try to implement the younger kids so we can let them use those and do a performance.
So you're doing a lot of activities right now in town, teaching culture to kids and adults. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right now I'm at the elementary school doing a class on basket weaving. We're using raffia. I have the fourth graders this week, and the next week I'll have the third and the second and the first grade. It runs for 4 weeks from Monday through Thursday, and I'm having a lot of fun with them, working with the raffia.
What do you hope that the kids learn beyond just the fun of making a craft?
Just so they could carry it over, over the years, and they could, they could teach their culture to other people that they intertwine with, and being very respectful to their elderly people, and just learning to get along and sharing their culture.
And so what's the difference in teaching, culture to kids versus culture to adults, which you're doing both of right now?
Well, it's more time-consuming, I think, with the younger kids, because you need to have, more patience, and for them, their attention span, you have to kind of figure out what they can do and what they can't do, kind of touch-and-go type of thing. But adults are more advanced, and a lot of the adults already know a lot of the different handwork and crafts that we do, so they're just being more, I think, more patient with the littler ones.
And so what's your favorite craft to teach?
Well, I like basket weaving, I guess. I'm not a pro about it, but I've learned over the years from the elders from a long time ago, from Nikolsky and both on Alaska. Ray Hudson was one of the teachers, and Sophie Pletnikoff and Fisha Shapsnikoff.
And so what's special about the kind of basket weaving that they taught you?
Just the regular, how to intertwine with the stitches, and a design. I'm not good at that, but I can basket weave. And it just takes a lot of practice. I told the kids in our class the other day, I said, I never wore glasses until I started basket weaving. So they were very enthused about it.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed at Camp Q this summer, the bentwood hats were a huge hit with all of the kids that I spoke to. Will you be teaching again at Camp Q this summer?
I did start it years ago, but I'm a QT board member, but we have a committee and I'm on the committee. I won't be teaching specifically out there, but we're teaching the younger kids in town here at PCR from the first, second, and third grade. I will be involved with our camp.
Great. And what kind of stuff do you think they'll be working on this summer?
Just a sneak peek. Probably the making. Last year, same pretty much the same thing. We made jelly. We made the paper visor hats. We did some language. They acted a play out. We pickled fish. And we had Friday, we did a small play for their parents. So we had a very good turnout. We made fried bread, which we call alotics. We had storytelling, and Sharon did walks through the beach with the children and did different plants. So we had a full day, and it's only from like 1 to 4, so it kept them very busy. So we expect a few more this year.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And so what other kinds of projects are coming up for the senior center classes over the next couple?
Well, I think what we're doing right now is just basically trying to get these headdresses done, and we only meet once a week, so it's going to take some time, probably fill the March, April, and May month out. And then the summer kind of dies down because things are very slow. You know, people are out. It's nicer weather, so you're not apt to get the people, and everybody's in and out vacationing.
Yeah. So I guess, are there any craft forms that you're working on learning yourself right now?
Not really. Just I'm learning more at the headdresses with Shirley because she's one of the instructors, and she does beautiful work, and she sells her stuff. So I'm learning how to do that. I made my oldest granddaughter a headdress, and she used that at one of the functions they had here at the wellness gathering. So I'm making each of my granddaughters hopefully have it done by in June so they can wear that also.
That would be really great to have them all wearing them together. Are there any secrets of the trade that you can share with us, you know, for people who are interested in?
I just think it's just coming and joining in observing. It's, you know, we welcome whoever wants to show up. I mean, if you're interested, it's a very relaxing kind of atmosphere, and it's just nice to get together.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Harriet. That was Harriet Barakoff. She and Shirley-Ann Shapsnikoff are teaching culture craft classes tonight at 7 and every Wednesday through the spring at the Senior Center. Well, that is all for this week's exchange. If you missed any part of today's program, we are online at kucb.org. The exchange is on the air every first and third Wednesday of the month during the legislative session, so keep an ear out for our next episode, which is coming up April 3rd. We had production help today from Lauren Adams and Jane Bai. I'm Lauren Rosenthal. Thanks for tuning in.